what we're going to do today is plant a container garden. We're going to plant a tomato in a container, but we're going to give it some friends. The tomato is going to be the plant in the center. It is going to be our thriller. And then we are going to have filler plants that are medium size around the perimeter. And finally, we're going to have spillers, which trail over the side. So we're having thrillers, fillers, and spillers in our container.
And we're making great use of limited space in one pot.
This is a 16-inch terracotta pot.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I can just about get both arms around this pot. My fingers don't quite touch. Okay, so now we're going to put this potting soil. Ugh, it's heavy.
And it is a big bag of potting soil.
Yeah, into the container.
Will one soil, I assume, work for all of these plants, whether vegetable or flowering?
Well, yes. I chose a potting soil that has nutrients added and also water retention granules in the soil, and that'll help with the watering as well. And I'll pour a little more in, so it really is brimming. Now, we'll stick that tomato cage back down in the mix.
And this proves that I have never grown tomatoes. To me, that's upside down.
Oh, no. Well, it's the shape of an ice cream cone when you're finished. I'm going to use these Super Sweet 100s.
Now, in South Alabama, we call this family of tomatoes Tommy Toes. I don't know why, but same thing as a cherry tomato.
Wow. So now we want to give it some additional plants.
And we're not the only ones working outside today. We have someone blowing leaves
nearby.
Plenty of
competition. Okay, so we planted some thyme around the edge, and the thyme will trail or spill over the edge, and we're going to finish it off with some yummy oregano. This is what the kids say, oh, pizza, when you let them smell it.
So the majority of what we have in here is edible.
Yes, that's the whole point.
If these make it into the house without you eating them all, what can you do with these?
Oh, well, they're great for salads. You can split them and put, if you're making focaccia bread, and put them, or, you know, with a little of this oregano and of this thyme that we've planted in here, and some Parmesan, and grill them under the broiler. They're sweet. They're just delicious.
Since we've been talking about something that's suitable for someone's deck or balcony, what about sun?
Oh, that's a great question. For tomatoes and herbs, you need the most sun you can possibly find in your yard or on your balcony. You could make a shady herb container if you only have a northern exposure. And in those summery days, if it's not raining, you need to at least check it every day. And if the soil feels cool and damp to your fingers, then that's fine. But if it feels dry or looks dry and is a pale color, then you can water it some more. And water it thoroughly. Pour at least a gallon or two of water on this container and make sure that the water comes out of the drainage holes. You can't really grow plants in a container without drainage holes unless it's a water garden. Mm-hmm. And they're water lilies.
Because otherwise you're going to run into rot.
Right, exactly. See, you're a gardener.
Well, I dabble.